Our digestive system, it's a testimony to creation.
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the children's rhyme book, A is for Adam.
Have you ever thought about why the Bible says we were originally created vegetarian? Well, first, we need to know that the original world God created was very different from the one we know today. You see, Adam's sin affected all of creation. There was no death or bloodshed at the beginning until after Adam's fall. Before the fall, Genesis tells us God gave Adam and Eve plants and fruits to eat. But in Genesis chapter 9, after the flood, God told Noah he could eat meat. So now we can eat both meats and plants. The evolutionists are wrong when they often proclaim their famous phrase, "The present is the key to the past." You see, things have not been the same over history. To understand the ancient past, we must get our answers from the one who's always been there and knows everything. And Genesis makes it clear that God created man and animals to be vegetarian originally. It wasn't until the time of Noah that humans were told they could eat meat. Even Genesis has the answer about whether or not we must be vegetarians.
Many more truths from the Bible can be found in our 96-page pocket guide on the Bible. For some fascinating reading, call us and make a donation of any size. 1-888-89-ANSWERS. That's toll-free, 1-888-89-ANSWERS, and we'll mail this great guidebook to you. Or get it on our website of answersoffer.org.